to Boss Talks with A, growing through it.
Welcome back. Hello to all my new subscribers and my original listeners, my boss squad. So this episode, I wanted to switch it up a little. So this one, I'm going to ask myself a question, ask you guys a question as well, and just express some stuff that has just been going on as being an entrepreneur. As a new podcaster, I'm always trying to find the resources and ways that I can improve myself, and I love learning. I found these guys. One day I was scrolling on Facebook and I found these guys and I found this company called Poddex. So it was very good about them with Poddex. They have these little game cards that have questions that helps you out with topics, what to talk about on your podcast if you just don't know what to say. I caught the sale and I ordered all four of the podcasts. So I picked the question from the Would You Rather and then the episode decks. I'm going to start it off with the Would You Rather questions. Have your face printed on money or your own small town named in your honor? You know, the first thing people say is money, blah, blah, blah. But no. The reason why I wouldn't choose that one is because the money won't make a difference. But having a small town named in my honor will. And the reason why is because in this state of life right now, especially being a Black person, it's just hard. We don't have places like in my town, like I don't have a place to select a whole little plaza. I want something where it's just all Black owned business, a Black owned neighborhood, just everything Black owned so my people can feel safe, comfortable, because it's very hard where we have to go to a restaurant or a club or even the grocery store and we're being looked at as if we're just here to cause trouble or problems. Having a town named after me would be the best thing ever because it'll be different, it'll be unique, it won't be like any other town. I just want my people protected and I just want my people to feel good, and I also want to feel good because I don't always feel good when I go places. I know like people are going to look at me funny, they're going to assume like, oh, why are they in here, why are they dressed like that, all the nonsense, the bullshit that I don't want to deal with. So yeah, I would choose a small town named after me in my honor because I will also show people the correct way and the right way and professional way to have a town named after them and how they will be able to benefit from it and then learn from it. So that's that. So let's get into it. So you know, the past couple of days I've just been down, and I don't like being down because it affects my work. So when my mood is low and I'm just not feeling right to work, it's messing with money. And you know, I love money. I was thinking the other day of, I had my 2-year anniversary on April 9th. Shout out to my consulting business. Follow us on Instagram, AMO_consulting_. You'll love it. So I was just thinking like, wow, like a year business, it was a roller coaster. I've learned so much. I went through so much and I'm so glad that I did, because when you learn things late, it sucks, you know, but I learned it in my first year. It takes people a while to see the mistakes, see something that's going on, but I learned it within my first year, 12 months. And I'm happy. Like people be like, oh, it's sad. No, I'm happy that that happened, because when you learn a mistake, that's when you grow. You plan to see, okay, I did that last time. Now it's time to do this just differently. Three things that I wish I had done differently was I would have actually study my target market more, because I just assumed that, oh, my friends and family, they, you know, they gonna let me do some work for them. At the end of the day, when working with friends and family, it ain't all sweet. That shit is very rotten. I'm sorry, not rotten, but it's just very sour. You know that's how relationships and friendships get messed up, because you didn't think that you guys would fight or you guys would not always agree with each other. But the second thing I also would do was I would have studied more, like, so social media, Instagram. Instagram is very, very hard to tackle. Like if you don't have the patience for it, it's just not gonna work. I challenge myself. Instagram, I love it. I love how it works. I love how Twitter works. I love how Facebook works. So I would have studied more just so I would have been more prepared, because I always practice before I put stuff out there. You know, I just want to do test runs and trials to see how things work. Yeah, so first one is target market. Second one, social media. And third one would have been to prepare myself for rejection, because rejection is hard when you're out here and you can't assume that, oh, this person's gonna work with me because they know me. No, when it comes to businesses, those are their babies. You have to understand they're not just gonna be like, oh yeah, no, like this is a brand. When you're branding, like everything falls on you, how you look, from the customer service to the colors to the logo, everything. I wish I would have not assumed that people would work with me because of the person I am. Like they know me personally, but business wise, it's a different type of thing. It's a different type of person. It's a different type of level. Those three things I wish I had done differently when starting my business, because I would have been more confident and not taking rejection and stuff so hard. Those are the three things that I wish I had done differently. And this week, what I've been struggling with, because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't talk about this. I just been struggling with getting back into my groove. We get into that moment where this week nothing is working, so we're just like, I'm about to give up. Never give up. I understand it's hard being in the house all day, can't really go out and just express yourself or do things that make you happy to get you back in your groove. It's hard, but I've been struggling like with just some mental health this week. But today, on this day, I had got up. I finally found me a Black therapist, and after talking to her for that hour, when I was done, I was just in work mode, and I completed a lot of work today. And I keep telling myself I have to stop getting into that mood where I don't want to do work, because it affects me from working. And I have so much knowledge and content and things I want to put out there so people can see, so I can attract the right people my way. I could just keep manifesting and just keep breaking these barriers and these challenges, because it's just so hard and it gets so frustrating when you just stop working. Thank you. Shout out to my therapist that I met. I'm so appreciated. Like, she found me on Twitter. I didn't even use a hashtag, and I just typed in looking for a Black virtual therapist. Thank you to my spirit guides, because I really, really needed a therapist. And I'm just so happy right now that I was able to afford her and have her in my life now, because this is gonna help me become the person that I'm supposed to be, and I can finally find my purpose in life. I just always wanna be positive and give you guys encouraging words, because it's hard. It's really hard sometimes, and especially, you know, we're stuck in the house and COVID is still here. I just want you all to know that it's all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. You pray to who you pray to. We just have to keep going, keep moving. Take a break if you need to. Have a glass of wine. I have a glass of wine right now, and, you know, just in my mood, I'm chill today. I'm chill tonight. So just keep going. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't get too much in your head. Just work. Just keep going. That's all.